You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on June 2nd, 2022. This week we're going to be talking about pride. Yesterday was the first day of June, which in our society now has come to be known as Pride Month, a time to celebrate the practice of homosexuality and transgenderism. It is fitting that pride would be at the heart of the push to normalize things like this. And in this episode, we're going to take a little bit of time to see what the Bible has to say about pride. For links to the story we're talking about, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/060222. Now for our story this week. What Christians should remember about Pride Month. From the Washington Stand, it said, "It's Pride Month again, which means we all have another chance to offer a pinch of incense to the gods of the sexual revolution. Governments, companies, and individuals will compete to see who can be the most pro-LGBT. Social media profiles will signal solidarity, and cities will fly rainbow flags to match their rainbow sidewalks. In various ways, we will all be invited to participate. How should Christians respond?" Now, I was not familiar with the source of that article before reading this. It was shared by a friend on Facebook, and that's how I found it. But according to their website, the Washington Stand is a Family Research Council's outlet for news and commentary from a biblical worldview. That's how they described their website. Since this is a commentary, it is, of course, an opinion piece. However, the comments expressed in the article are biblical, so I would encourage you to check it out and read the rest of the article. The link will be in the show notes. But why is pride such a fitting description for the push to normalize homosexuality and transgenderism? Let's today notice 4 points that the Bible makes about pride. First, pride goes before destruction. Consider what the wise man said in Proverbs 16, verse 18. "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling." Pride leads one to do whatever he wants to do without regard for the consequences or the law of God. Therefore, it results in physical and spiritual consequences. Paul made reference to this principle in writing about those who had given themselves over to the practice of homosexuality. In Romans 1, 26 and 27, he said, "For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and in receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error." Though people don't like to talk about it much anymore, the practice of homosexuality brings with it an increased risk of sexually transmitted diseases. Transgenderism is closely and necessarily linked to mental health issues, depression, and suicide. Besides these type of consequences in this life, they have spiritual and eternal consequences in that they will keep one from entering the kingdom of God. Paul told the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Of course, there are those who engaged in these sins in the church of Corinth who were able to repent and be saved, just as is possible today. Paul said in the next verse, "Such were some of you." But without this repentance, these sins that were rooted in pride would lead to their spiritual and eternal destruction, just as they do today. Second, Pride leads to corrupt actions. Notice the actions of King Uzziah in 2 Chronicles 26, verses 16 through 21. It says, "But when he became strong, his heart was so proud that he acted corruptly. And he was unfaithful to the Lord his God, for he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Then Azariah the priest entered after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. They opposed Uzziah the king and said to him, 'It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful and will have no honor from the Lord God.' But Uzziah, with a censer in his hand for burning incense, was enraged. And while he was enraged with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord, beside the altar of incense. Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and behold, he was leprous on his forehead, and they hurried him out of there. And he himself also hastened to get out, because the Lord had smitten him. King Uzziah was a leper to the day of his death, and he lived in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land." Uzziah's pride led him to think that God's law did not apply to him. The law specified that the priests, the sons of Aaron, were to offer incense. We could look at passages like Exodus 30, verses 7 and 8, Numbers 3, and verse 10. No one else was permitted, not even the king, to do this. Yet pride leads one to think that he can do whatever he wants to do, regardless of what the law of God says. As Paul explained in that passage that described the practice of homosexuality, this was behind their actions. They disregarded God and his law and did whatever they chose to do. Romans 1, 28 and 29 says, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness." They did not want to follow God, so God gave them over. He let them go, and they followed the path that was the path of wickedness, because that was where they wanted to go. That was where their pride led them. Third, pride is an abomination to the Lord. Again, the wise man said, "Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished." That's in Proverbs 16 and verse 5. God is still over us, and we are accountable to him. Even though we might be tempted to think that, well, no, we don't have to answer to anyone or anything or God or anything like that. God is still over us. We are still accountable to him. Hebrews 10:31 says, "It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God." This is true whether people acknowledge that or not. God has the power and the ability to destroy us, yet he has offered his grace and mercy toward us. Yet so many people refuse to show gratitude for God's offer of forgiveness, and so they reject his mercy and continue to do what is displeasing to God because it's what they want to do. James warned against this attitude. James 4 and verse 6, where he said, "God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble." We need to humble ourselves before him rather than act with pride. Fourth, those who are proud will be humbled. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 2:17, "The pride of man will be humbled, and the loftiness of men will be abased, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day." And while this prophecy was specifically about Judah and Jerusalem, as the first verse of that chapter makes it clear, the principle applies beyond that. God will punish those who elevate themselves and their desires over the will of God. This is true for the sin of homosexuality. As Jude wrote in verse 7 of his letter, "Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they in the same way as these indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh, are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire." Why were Sodom and Gomorrah punished? Why are they an example for us? Because of their practice of homosexuality. That's what's being described there. And you can read about that in Genesis chapter 19. That's where it's recorded. But Jude makes it clear what the reason was. They indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh. So this is true of homosexuality, but it's true of other sins as well. The wise man said in Proverbs 29:23, "A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor." Going back to the first verse we noticed in Proverbs 16:18, "The pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before stumbling." The next verse says, "It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." Rather than taking pride in our sin, we need to humble ourselves before God. And rather than joining in with the wicked as they take pride in their sin, as we are encouraged to do in celebrating Pride Month, we need to be content to simply be faithful to God. So the world wants us to celebrate pride, and this is not just over homosexuality and transgenderism. That's just a more obvious manifestation of the underlying attitude. The attitude that God and His will can be ignored so that we can do whatever seems best to us. But Proverbs 14:12 warns us that there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Remember what James says, with verse we noticed a little bit ago. James 4 and verse 6, "God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble." God has extended His grace to us. And no one can be saved without His grace. But we need to be willing to humble ourselves before Him and follow His will and not our own will. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the news story and other relevant links, I didn't mention them throughout the episode, but there are a few links that are included in there in the show notes. Visit those at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/060222. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story or topic that you think would make for a good discussion, please send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.